On Wednesday's front page, the Fed spoke and Wall Street listened. The Federal Reserve promised to keep short-term interest rates near almost zero, and the Dow Jones Industrial surged 429 points. We'll look at a blood test that can determine a baby's sex as early as 7 weeks into pregnancy, and how Spain is championing people's right to be forgotten on the internet. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Federal Reserve promised to hold short-term interest rates close to zero through mid-2013. The Fed's policymaking board said economic growth had been considerably slower than it expected. Times reporter Graham Boley explains.
After all the weak economic numbers and the big sell-off in the markets, the Fed had to do something. It downgraded its assessment of the economy in line with all the figures we've been seeing about the jobs market and the housing market, but committed itself to exceptionally low interest rates through to 2013. That means interest rates are now going to stay low, close to zero, through past the next election. It's sort of moving the Fed past the next election cycle for the presidency. This will help businesses and consumers and households get through this really painful period in the economy now. But there were signs of dissent. Three members of the Fed committee said they were not happy keeping interest rates this low, presumably because they fear inflationary pressures could build.
Times reporter Graham Boley. The stock market couldn't figure out if it wanted to be Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. Stocks climbed and dropped and then surged as traders processed the Fed's announcement. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up more than 429 points. That was the 10th largest point gain in history and the biggest since March of 2009. Also on Wednesday's front page, a simple blood test can determine a baby's sex as early as 7 weeks into pregnancy. A new study says the test is highly accurate if it's used correctly. It analyzes fetal DNA in the mother's blood. The test is not regulated in the U.S., but is routinely used in Europe to assess the risk of gender-linked disorders. One potential worry is women could end pregnancies if they find out they're having a boy when they wanted a girl, or vice versa. Times reporter Pam Bellick says several companies don't sell the tests in China or India, where boys are prized over girls. Spain says people have a right to be forgotten on the internet. It's ordered Google to stop indexing information about 90 citizens who filed formal complaints. The case is now in court. It's being watched because it could affect how much control people have over information about them that gets posted. Among the 90 is a woman who says it's unfair that a few keystrokes can unearth details on an arrest when she was in college. Another is a victim of domestic violence who discovered her address wasn't hard to find. For the first time in more than a decade, middle and high school students here in New York City will have to take sex education this fall. There'll be lessons on how to use a condom, as well as discussions of abstinence. The mandatory curriculum is part of a push by City Hall to improve the lives of Black and Latino teenagers. They're far more likely than white teens to have unplanned pregnancies and get sexually transmitted diseases. Also here in New York, at least 10,000 firefighters, police officers, and civilians have been found to have post-traumatic stress disorder from the 9/11 attacks. Wednesday's Times says many have yet to recover. Their symptoms are wide-ranging but consistent. They can't sleep. They replay the disaster in their minds. They overreact to alarms or loud noises. Last year, Congress set aside $4.2 billion to treat and compensate people with 9/11-related illnesses. Inside Wednesday's Times, British Prime Minister David Cameron promised to flood the streets of London with thousands of extra police officers. He also called Parliament back for an emergency session, this after 3 nights of rioting and looting. Times correspondent John Burns filed this report.
Many people in Britain feel it's too early at this point to come to any conclusions about the causes of all of this. But there are some interesting aspects to the debate that has already begun. The principle amongst these is that the police, who have so often in the past been accused of overreacting and indeed of brutality, have on this occasion been accused very widely by community leaders in the affected areas of having underreacted. It's not, as it has so often been in the past, for provoking all of this, although it did begin with the shooting of a young Black man at Mark Duggan So it's a complicated puzzle, and it will take quite a time to work through.
Times correspondent John Burns. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad rejected a plea from Turkey to end the crackdown. Assad issued a statement after a six-hour meeting with Turkey's foreign minister. Turkey reportedly sent the message that it's run out of patience with the crackdown. Some Syrian opposition groups say more than 2,000 people have been killed, but Assad said the government will press ahead with its fight. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said he's considering legalizing full-scale commercial casinos. This comes as the state's racetrack casinos are preparing a high-profile lobbying effort. They have electronic slot machines, but not more lucrative table games. They want to expand into full-fledged casinos. Big tractor-trailer trucks will have to get 20% more miles to the gallon by 2018. This under the first-ever fuel economy rules for heavy vehicles. President Obama announced the new rules. They parallel fuel economy standards for cars and SUVs. That's our preview of Wednesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.